Good morning from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Avi Mori Arav Hillel B'Meir Yechiel Mechel Zichrono Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. Here we are in Sefer Iyov, and today we're in Perek Chaf Hey, and Bildad Hashuchi is going to speak up. These going to be final words of Bildad Hashuchi. It's the shortest speech today, and with the speeches, they are never heard from. The friends are the last to be heard from. So what happens afterwards are going to be a number of speeches of Iyov without any responses from the friends. However, we're going to meet one more person, Eliyahu ben Barachel, in Perek Lamed Beis, and he alone is going to be very angry at Iyov. But before we get there, let's first deal with Bildad. And so, Vayan Bildad Hashuchi Vayomar, Bildad says as follows. The dominion and terror are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we make a very, very important process, and we highlight this in the davening on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, something that we come up with constantly. Hamshel v'afachad imo le'ade ad yimloch melech elyon. Right? He has all the control. And so basically, he says, Ose shalom b'mromav. He's also one who makes the peace in Shemayim, which of course we know very well from the Kaddish as a phrase. And so Bilda begins making a concession. All along he and everyone else says that there's an orderly pattern. Good is good, it gets rewarded. Bad is bad, it gets punished. And so if you suffer, you must have done something bad. And so if a Rasha lives a good life, that means he's being rewarded now for the good he must have done. There won't be a reward in the future. When a Rasha does something bad, then he gets paid off. And when a person suffers in Olam Hazeh, he's being punished for his sins in the here and now. And whatever zechus he has, that's for Olam Haba. But if a person is absolutely without sin, he should have Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Iyov has proven to them that that's not so. He shows them that the world was dominated by criminals who were intelligent and built up civilization. There were also good people who suffered and were exploited. And so Iyov proves to his friends that their worldview is not supported by history. So based on the arguments, Bildad is basically saying that one's fate is no proof of his guilt or his innocence, and there's apparently some sort of contradiction in the way that Hashem runs the world. There's Hamshel, there's an obvious pattern of control, an order on the way things operate. But there's also pachad, there's terror, which seems to be randomness and catastrophes, right? There's an earthquake, there's a Maui fire, there are all sorts of things, and 100,000 people can die in a split second, and that's chaos. And how do you reconcile those things? To which Bildad says, well, hamshel v'fachad imo, while there's certain things that make sense and there are certain things that don't, ose shalom b'mromav. In Hashem's mindset, there's no conflict. We may see a contradiction. Hashem made peace between Hamshel and Pachad. Both of them can coexist. And that's the way we proceed. Similarly, we say, Yotzer v'orichosha, Oze shalom v'orira. Right? Yishayahu HaNavi told us the same thing at one point in time. And when we end Tefillah, we end with, Oze shalom b'mromav, Huyas shalom aleinu, v'al kol Yisrael. So Rabbi Schwab comments, when logical and intelligent people try to seek out truth with each other, sometimes we come to different conclusions, and we daven that Hashem should make peace among us so that we can live in peace and harmony. It's ironic, therefore, or maybe logical, therefore, that when we finish a mesechta and we make a siyum, which is built on machloksin, that's how we get things. We say, Ose shalom b'mromav. The last lines of a siyum is the understanding that logical people are coming to us, and we all direct ourselves in the same way, Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. So Bildad says, somehow there is an answer to the conflict of Hamshel v'fachad. Ayesh mispar l'gdudav, be'almi lo yakum orehu. Is there any limit to the number of Hashem's battle groups? Who does his light not arise to? You, Iyov, says Bildad, you're a part of Hashem's detachments. Hashem's light also shines on you. That I'm sure. But I don't know how your particular circumstance fits Hashem's master plan. I concede that. I understand it. And by the way, while you're arguing, Mayitzok Enosh Imkel, Mayiske Yuludisha, what can a mortal man justify with Hashem? How can one, a regular human being, be pure? Iyov, you wanted a trial to say that you're just and innocent. You wanted to take God to task. But Bildad says, what do you hope to have in understanding Hashem's justice? especially in that regard. A human being is a creature who didn't exist until he exited his mother's womb, right? And so how can somebody or something so transitory actually expect something else and win against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Basically, what's Bildad saying? He's saying, contrary to your demand for a trial and the fact that you're going to be successful, you're not innocent, you're not just. I'll concede that you're not completely guilty. And so therefore, I say, Heinad Yarech lo Yahil v'kachovim v'kachovim lo zaku b'enav. He diminishes the moon so it doesn't shine. Even stars aren't pure in his eyes, right? Of course, you understand that the Gemara in Chulin understands that Hashem had to go ahead and make the moon small, and that diminishment of the moon could refer to the fact that the light of the moon was reduced to be a reflector of the sun, or the fact that the moon actually naturally diminishes. And even the stars aren't pure. It's the understanding that bright stars, the light subsequently becomes extinguished. Afki eno shrimo ben adam toleya, a mortal man, he's going to turn into a worm, and the son of man into a maggot. Basically, you want to understand your plight, but the moon and the sun, which lasted a lot longer than any human being, if they can't sustain their light, how does a lowly man expect to be enlightened to understand Hashem's justice? That, Eov, you're not going to be able to explain. And with that, we close out today's very short parak in Eov, which we will continue with Eov's response when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, awesome, amazing day.